So we are here in in Shar HaSimcha of the Chovas HaLevavos, and we're going through various types of happiness. This is the derech of the Chovas of the Or HaTzadikim. He has a very interesting style, which is that he, in every midah, he brings the pros and cons of each midah. So he gives you a full perspective on the pros and cons. So, for example, if we're in, I'm just opening random selection over here. If we're opening Shar HaBusha, for example, embarrassment, he'll talk about the types of busha, of embarrassment, that are healthy and good, and the types of embarrassment that are counterproductive and destructive. If he's talking about even laziness, he has some nice chidushim about good types of laziness, which once when we were giving shmuzin on laziness, we focused on that. And over here in Simcha, he's doing the same thing. He's gave us positive types of simcha and negative types of simcha. And the last type of simcha that we're talking about is people who are happy, not just with other people's failures, but even failures in Avodas Hashem. He says, Yesh od simcha uschok ra ma'od go misha masachik be misha zar b'avodas Hashem. Here's a new one, right? We didn't start this one yet. We're starting this one now. People who make fun of people who are doing well in Avodas Hashem. Now, this can even happen in yeshiva. A lot of times it happens with guys. I call it leaving the hookah chill. You have certain guys who all of a sudden want to make moves in yeshiva. They're part of a certain group of friends. And they start making moves, and the group naturally starts kicking and screaming. Something I learned, even though I don't have a background in psychology, but just from dealing with Bakrim and therapists and speaking to interesting people, one thing I picked up is that there's something called changing a system. Let's say in a family, if someone's usually the weak one in the family who's the pushover, so if they're trying to change that model where they stop being the one who everyone either dumps on or expects to do everything, so they're changing a system. And during changing that system, there's going to be a lot of kicking and screaming because you're breaking a model. You're breaking the way the family functions. If everyone expects David to always be available for his brothers, his sisters, for shopping for his mother, for his father, whenever his father needs anything, and he just has to drop everything, and he feels like he really can't handle it, and he's trying to work on breaking that system, so then he's going to get a backlash from everyone in the system. His father might tell him that he's really changed for the worse, and he doesn't know what happened to him. He used to be such a tzaddik and so available and such a mechabed, and the mother could say, you think this is kibbutz ve'eim? Every time I used to ask you to do something for me, you dropped everything. Now all of a sudden, where are you? And his sister could say, I remember when you did all my homework with me, and now I could barely get you once a week. And his brother is saying, I remember you used to be able to teach me how to throw a baseball every day after school, and now you're only available twice a week. Now, really, this guy, David, is doing the right thing because he was, I guess, for whatever reason, let's talk about a guy who was, he was too much for everybody, and he wasn't able to really be himself. He was always busy with his father, his mother, his brothers, his sisters, and he was literally falling apart as a person. So for such a person, obviously within halacha, he has to be mechabed his parents, but he can only be mechabed his parents to the level that he can. He has to help his brothers and sisters to whatever level, but there's a limit. So when he starts changing, the system starts shaking. That's called the breaking of a system. And all Gehenim can break loose in the family, and the guy could even regret that he even tried to change the system. You know, someone who starts telling his parents no, he was always a yes man, and all of a sudden he's saying no, it really disrupts the system. It creates a lot of anger, a lot of tension. So why am I bringing that up here? That's the same thing with a hookah chill, so to speak. Or what I mean is a group of friends, when one of the Bachrim decides to become a Ben Aliyah, he's breaking the group. The group starts getting weaker, and the model is going to have to change. And he always was somebody who was a major part of that group, and the group is weak right now. So because the group is weak, there's going to be a lot of resistance, a lot of barking, and a lot of mocking. They're going to say, you're self-righteous, and where does it say in the Torah that you can't hang out with your friends, and you can't appreciate the good old days, and be available for people? Where does it say that in the Torah, and who made you the Chafetz Chaim overnight? All these nice little comments that people have, because the guy is breaking a system. He was part of this group, and he's moving on his own a little bit. He doesn't want to stay in high school and just maintain the same exact existence. He wants to break the model. So when you break the model, there's going to be a resistance. There's going to be a resistance. So one of the ways that people resist is they make fun of your ruchnius, of your Yiddishkeit. So that's where we are right now. Yeshod simchos chok ramaod, kigo mishu mesachi, mishu zar, bavoris Hashem Yisbarach, vamekayim mitzvosav. Someone who is playing around with people who are really keeping the mitzvahs wonderfully. V'yesh b'zeh arba ros. There are four bad things that could come out of such a thing. Ha'achas, number one, shehu machshich nafsho meora mitzvos. Kishuhu mo'ez mesachim b'mekayim mitzvos, as he's got a mitzvos be'enav. The first one is, he's creating a negative attitude himself to mitzvos, meaning for himself. By making fun of people who keep mitzvos, he's really distancing himself from Hashem. He's never really going to come, he's not going to come back so quickly. You know, after people make so much fun of people, like, ooh, look at our little Chafetz Chaim here, wouldn't want to say Lashon Hara about anyone, Chas v'Shalom, right? And he does that so many times a day. He's actually weakening his Yerushalayim to the extent that the odds of him really being able to be committed anytime soon are very far, are far away, are far, far from him. So that's the first ra. The shnia ki ulai mitoch haschok imane atzarek mitzikosam ki lo yuchel mitzvah haschok. Here's an amazing one that the Orchis Tzadikim is saying, is that it could be your friend now will stop doing the wonderful things he's doing because he doesn't want to be made fun of. Now, this is amazing, meaning you're actually causing a lack of Avodas Hashem to be done. There was a person who was excited about what he was doing. He was all proud. Let's say someone starts wearing their tzitzis out and he's all pumped about wearing his tzitzis out. And all of his friends, you know, they start saying so much to him that it's just not worth it for him to keep his tzitzis out. So then those friends are actually responsible for his lack of being proud, so much so that he literally, you know, or a guy is not talking, like he's one of the biggest schmoozers. All of a sudden he starts not talking during, after Hamapil. And he's like, and his friends are going, right? You know how these people do. And he's making fun of Mr. Hamapil. Right, Ellie, you hear that one? That's a good one, right? He's like the Hamapil guy. Like, what's going on with this guy? He can't talk. He's on. We didn't wash until he's dying for Hamoti here. What's this whole business? So now he's going to just forget this whole thing because it's so aggravating to be the nerdy guy who can't talk. So eventually, after just a little bit of time, it'll end up that he'll lose that mila, that he's really trying to be mahader, not to speak after hamapil, which is a wonderful thing to do. So that's what the Orchas Tzaddikim says over here, is that the second bad that could come out here is actually, it's so effective to stop, get people to stop growing by making fun of them. People maybe were strong enough to grow and make moves if they were just, you know, if it was just about the ideas they heard. They heard an inspiring schmooze about a certain idea, and in that area they would have wanted to grow, but they're not strong enough to deal with being made fun of. So if it's going to come to that, they're going to drop this thing. That they're not ready for. They're not on that level. So then the person who's making fun of them is actually responsible for stopping their avodas Hashem. Of course, every person can be strong and against the wave, and even against, while people are making fun of them. David HaMelech says, the Mesillas Yesharim brings, that all of the nations of the world, their kings, are talking about all sorts of nice, fancy cars and pools and things that kings talk about, and, you know, battles. And David HaMelech is busy learning Torah, and he says that lo evosh, that I'll speak your chukim in front of other kings, lo evosh, and I won't be embarrassed. Meaning, but that takes a lot of conviction, and most of us are not really on that level. So therefore, and we're not necessarily even, Hashem understands us. So this guy who's making fun of everyone, he's really stopping a lot of good people from doing good things. So a person has to be very careful before he sends out a one-liner to mock people who are growing in mitzvos. That's the second one. He can't take the abuse. So he's stopping what he's doing because he can't take being made fun of. It's a good point. Anyone else have a good example of this type of mocking? I'm willing to, can take yourself off mute if you want to mention a good case of where people tend to make fun of those who are growing. Mayor, I saw you were very excited about the tzitzis example. Why was that?
Because I remember that when I was in first year, I did it for like a day. And right off the bat, three people said something to me. And like the next day, I just got like totally rocked.
Right. So this is exactly this Orchas Tzaddikim. So for you, this Orchas Tzaddikim is worth $1 million. It's mamish speaking this out. And even though the people were innocent and just fun-loving people, but ultimately they might be responsible for you, for you feeling like it was either too much or whatever it may be. It's very, very interesting. Akiva Leibowitz, what are you tying?
Nothing right now, Rabbi.
You're just taking it all in. Okay, good. But this is really, peer pressure is probably the strongest force in yeshiva, I find over the years. What I usually say is that the most important thing for Bachrim is friends. I don't think that should be the most important thing in yeshiva, but I totally understand it from a bachur's perspective, because friends are like a security that you fit in, and then it comes your rabbeim and the rosh yeshiva, maybe even the mashgiach. Those are all icing on the cake. But if a person doesn't feel that they have friends, then everything else falls by the wayside. And when a person feels they have friends, things move and things go. And especially if your avodas Hashem is stopping your friendships with people, then it's even more challenging, right? Because you feel like you're lowering your amount of friends. Now, if your friends are supportive of your growth, then they're helping the situation. If not, they will probably, unless you have a lot of conviction and you're really strong about your beliefs, they can break you. they can successfully break you by mocking what you're doing. So that's the second thing that comes out of joking around. The third, Ashlishus ki anashim rabim shelo nisu lalechet b'darkei Hashem yisbarach lo yuchlu lasos tshuva b'bnei haschok v'yelchu b'choshek kol yameim b'nim shel shezeh ha'masachik lo dai shemoneh v'chaveru rav tuva tzafu l'tzadikim ela shemorin oso l'shol tachtis. So this is an interesting one. Ki anashim rabim asher lo nisu lalechet b'darkei Hashem yisbarach lo yuchlu lasos tshuva b'nei haschok v'yelchu b'choshek kol yameim b'nim shel shezeh ha'masachik lo dai shemoneh v'chaveru rav tuva tzafu l'tzadikim. This is very strong over here. What's he saying over here? Aside from getting the guy to stop what he's doing, you could, because of the schok, actually be responsible for getting people to go totally off the derech. By the way, parents are sometimes capable of this. In my earlier years, I was more involved with families from more modern backgrounds. A lot of times the parents can really break the kids from all their joking. The kids come home when you have these more modern yeshivas, and the kids come home and the parents have different attitudes towards it. And sometimes the parents can just literally make the kids into laughing stocks. And the kids, I remember there was one guy who was really, really stark, and his, a bunch of times this happens actually, but at one time his mother was bemoaning that he doesn't follow hockey anymore. He doesn't play hockey anymore. And he was doing so well in yeshiva. And now I would venture to say it didn't take too long, but his mother won over him. And now he's basically a hockey puck, and I don't know if he's even shomer Torah Mitzvahs b'chlal anymore. Now, I'm not saying that was the only reason that he couldn't pull through, but when you have a mother who's mamish looking at you like you're a Looney Tune, so then obviously it doesn't help. Now, sometimes these modern bachrim come home as Looney Tunes, so that's a separate problem. If they actually come home as Looney Tunes, that's their problem. And I think it's their Rabbeim's responsibility to teach them how not to be Looney Tunes and how to be respectful, that when they come home, they should be more respectful.
No, just throw these in and then we're done.
More sensitive and more of role models and all of that. A lot of times they come home, they're more judgmental. They come into the kitchen like raging lunatics. That's milchiks, that's fleishiks, that's this, right? And they start wreaking havoc. That's not what we're talking about. But we're talking about a balanced ben Torah. His parents are not willing to accept that he became a ben Torah. And at the Shabbos table, the family literally makes fun of him. Literally.
Why is he so sensitive?
Jump ship. He might totally jump ship. So then, Rachmana Litzlan, such a person who's making these jokes, is called a Machdias Arabim. Why is he called a Machdias Arabim? Because, very simple reason, that he's affecting so much the energy of Avodas Hashem has become so stale and so despised that literally it can make somebody go off the derech. This is a very interesting imagery we have over here. This is an interesting imagery. Yosef Kaufman, you have a question, my friend?
Yes. What about the other way around? Let's say, what if somebody, let's say, is belittling something or doing something inappropriate and someone stands up to it and he takes it the wrong way, saying you shouldn't be doing to this? I say you should be one Tommy Musser. Is that the same kind of point?
It's an important point. It's not always the same. But it is true that sometimes you really shouldn't be the ones giving mussar. It's a little bit different, but it is essentially tied. But I want to just get through the last of the four here, that you're like a thug. Imagine, you could picture this, a group of people who are coming to the king's palace with all sorts of jewels to deliver to the king. And there's a group of bandits that know that they're coming, and they take over the caravans and get all the jewels for themselves. All right, their mom is at Fort Knox over here. Unbelievable what they get. They get Fort Knox. But what are they? They're public enemy of the king, number one, because they're stopping all these wonderful jewels from getting to the king. Says the Orach HaTzaddikim, such a person who's making jokes of Avodas Hashem is an enemy of Hashem. Because here, these people are making real moves to be Ovdei Hashem. So here, the Orach HaTzaddikim is focusing more, not on the on your own personal avoda, but the nachas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gets from this. What are you messing with Hashem's jewels? Hashem loves that this guy gets up early. Hashem loves that he's wearing his tzitzis out. Who are you to now raid the ship and take the jewels for yourself?
Sorry.
Right? That's the idea over here. So here we had four reasons not to make mockery of Mekayim Mitzvahs. So let's just go over what they were. The first one is that what it does to you. It really lowers it lowers your value of mitzvahs because you keep making all these jokes. The second is that it really gets the people who are growing to want to do less. The third one is, in general, it creates a whole atmosphere of people who really stop getting interested in Avodas Hashem altogether, and that makes someone Rachmana Litzlan a Machtias Arabim. And the fourth one is that really you're meddling with HaKadosh Baruch Hu's desire for the Ovdei Hashem, for people to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who is RHS? Who is RHS?
It's Nisano, Rebbe. Nisano Ringelheim.
Oh, Nisano. Yeah. What are you tying?
Yeah. I think it's very important that you know, peer pressure is not a thing. But I feel like if you don't work on yourself first and know what you want, peer pressure is always going to get to you. It's that big of a thing that if you don't work on yourself, you don't know what your aspirations are and what you want to do and what you need to do, peer pressure is always going to get to you. There's no stopping peer pressure unless you do something about it.
That's true. But here we're now talking about the ones who are causing the peer pressure, meaning the person who's the victim of peer pressure. That's not our topic right now. Our topic is the people who cause the guy who's growing to not make it through. And you might want to coach that guy. You might want to tell him, hey, buddy, you have to have conviction and you have to really believe in what you're doing. But he's not that strong yet, and we can't take that risk with our friends. We can't just knock them. We have to build them so that they're able to really shine. Everyone should have a wonderful rest of the day. All the brachas, all the yeshuas, all the nechamas, all of you.